You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Looking good, I think, so far. Let's see where we go here. They got another pick soon, right?
They do. They have 132 and 135.
All right.
So we're here at 135. Your guy Estime, he went to the New York Jets.
Will Shipley is there though, isn't he?
Will Shipley is here. Braylon Allen still here. Chow Smith Wade still here. We talked about him earlier. We took corner already. I feel like that's a good conversation. Is what positions do you think this team would be willing to double up on in this draft? And
well,
I don't know that there
receiver isn't.
Yeah. Wide receiver,
yeah,
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah. Another guy that's here on the board is a favorite of mine, and that's the running back from Louisville, Isaac Garendo, who, again, another massive human being, but also a kick returner. And we talked about last episode.
Kick returns are back.
Kick returns are back. So, again, an intriguing prospect there. Go ahead.
I feel you there, because here's where I do. The Niners just signed what's his face from Green Bay. What was his name? Well, I don't know.
I said earlier I had a solid 20 minutes on him. Patrick Taylor. That's what it was. Patrick Taylor.
All right. So you have Patrick Taylor on a 1-year contract. You have Elijah Mitchell on the last year of his contract. You have Jordan Mason. They may have ended some kind of weird option after this year, but. Again, as much as the fans love Jordan Mason, and I love to watch Jordan Mason run, if the Niners gave a shit about Jordan Mason, he would play more than he does. He can't pass block. Clearly, he's the third string running back. Christian McCaffrey, like we said, getting up there, a lot of carries. I think he's going to be fine this year. But after this year, we got to start planning ahead. Or even if not, this season, do you want to take the load off of him? So I like a running back, and I like a kick returner because the rules are different now.
Mm-hmm.
With the kickoffs the way they are now, can change games. You can get creative. Guys can, there's gonna be a lot more return touchdowns this year. So
Isaac Garendo, is 6 foot 221 and he runs a 4.3 3.40.
I think that's insane. You get a guy like that with Kyle.
Yeah.
And Ronnie Bell, God bless you, but I want to upgrade there. So
yeah. 4.6,
I really
Ronnie
like
Bell.
This. I like a guy like that. I like Garendo. I think even if, he gets 30 carries this year, if he's your kick returner, because it's a different game now with the new kick return rules. So Brian, I'm jumping on that.
Yes.
You want to go. I'm all about it.
Yes. I jumped on the table for Isaac Garendo and I convinced Al. I love it. So with the 135th pick,
didn't take a lot of convincing, but
their third pick in the fourth round, they go Isaac Garendo, running back out of Louisville. And
kick returner.
Yes, exactly. Running back / kick returner / athlete. I love it. And now we are into the money round. They only have one pick in the money round. It's the last pick of the fifth round. Pick number 176. We are on the clock. There's another guy that I think could be a 49er if they don't address tight end early. We already did. We took Ben Sinnott, the tight end out of Kansas State.
Jaheim Bell,
the tight end out of Florida State. But here's the thing. Here's the thing with Jaheim Bell. You know who he could end up being is the replacement for Juwan Jennings, right? Your big wide receiver that's just in there to kick ass and block and be huge. And isn't going to be he's not going to be a 500 yard receiver, but he's going to be a receiver that could catch, you know, like Juwan Jennings, third and Juwan, right? One area that we haven't addressed though, right, is offensive tackle, and another area that we haven't addressed is edge. And if we look at those two areas, at
and
tackle.
Safety.
And safety. Safety is another one that I think is a need, because Julian Blackman re-signed with the Colts on a one-year deal. I don't know why the 49ers couldn't match that.
Yeah,
Justin Simmons is still out there. But
if you go to safeties, is Vakai available?
Sione Vakai. He's not there. Somebody took him.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, the guys that I have seen kind of tied to the 49ers and also feel like fit, Omar Brown, the safety out of Nebraska, is available. And also, Keaton Oladapo, the safety out of Oregon State, is a guy that's been connected to the 49ers as well.
And those are later. I think we're going to wait.
Those are later round. Later round. At edge, you've got Jalen Harrell out of Michigan. And you've got Solomon Bird out of USC, Jalen Green out of James Madison. Really no names that are, you know, jumping off the board, if you will. Solomon Bird is. Well, what's going on?
There we go.
Oh,
there he is. All right.
6'3", 250, right? So kind of in that mold of a D Ford, right? Like a lighter guy, a speed guy. Had a run defense grade of 74.8, pass rush grade of 81.7, had 7 sacks in 2023 at USC, 22 hurries, you know, could again be a project at edge. You know, I think his size and his athleticism project, to the NFL. But again, not a guy that's going to come in day one and supplant anybody. But, you know,
nobody is expected to here either.
Sure.
I love this part of the draft, because even if you're like, there's one or two guys that we'll see that we'd like that guy, but for the most part, we don't know what the hell's going on. like we're picking positions, and you know what I mean? Like, when you get to this part of the draft, it gets tough. I think we need a DN and a tackle still to throw in there. So one of those
tackles available, Ladarius Henderson. Not a great season in 2023. Mm. In fact, a very bad season in 2023. 6'4", 315. Jalen Sundell from North Dakota State. Again, Trey Lance's alma mater. Very, very highly graded by PFF. But again, you're talking about FCS level competition.
Right.
6'5", 300. Yeah, 6'5", 300. So a little light in the pants, if you will. But again, you know, get that guy in the weight room. You know, you're betting on his technique and the ability to put a little weight on. I would be, between the two, I'd be willing to go Sundell over Henderson. If we look at edge, Solomon Bird would probably be the choice for me there.
Let's go Bird. Let's go Solomon Bird. 'Cause I think we got to add an edge. Let's take Solomon Bird there for the edge.
With pick 176, the 49ers select Solomon Bird, defensive end out of USC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And now we've got three picks left, pick 211, pick 215, and pick 251. So two,
which is
sixth round picks and a seventh round pick. And honestly, I don't think the 49ers are going to take 10 players. I think they're going to move around on the board.
I agree. But let's see what we get.
Who's on the board? Frank Gore Jr. on the board.
Oh my God. We already took a running back or I'd be all over it.
We did.
Would be all over it.
Another guy that I like, but we took Jackson Powers Johnson in the first round, so it's not a need, but Tanner Bordellini, the center out of Wisconsin. I mean, could he? Possibly. And look at this. His 2021, he played 329 snaps, but he had an 87.0 grade from PFF. But his zone grade is awful. So, again, I don't know. Omar Brown, still on the board. Safety out of Nebraska. 6'1", 200 pounds. An 84.5 coverage grade and a 74.3 run defense grade. Playing for the Cornhuskers. Played 12 games at 665 defensive snaps. And here's where Omar Brown could be intriguing. He had 434 snaps in the slot. Yeah, so he was the Cornhuskers slot defender.
I think he's the type of guy that you could see the Niners bring it in for sure.
Yeah. Versatility, I think, is key for him.
Yeah.
434 snaps in the slot, 147 in the box, 60 as the deep safety. 10 coverage stops, gave up 35 receptions on 59 targets, did not allow any touchdowns, and had one interception. That's a pretty decent season. I think I like him there. Yeah.
At this point in the draft, I like that pick.
All right. Omar Brown, safety or slot defender out of Nebraska. And we're back on the clock at 2:15.
What do we got? Two picks left?
Yeah, so we got two picks left. So far, we've taken a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back, a center or an interior offensive lineman. We have one corner or two if you consider Brown. We've got an interior defensive lineman, and we have an edge defender. So we've hit a lot of the depth holes that the 49ers have. You said you wanted to come out with two wide receivers from this class. I don't know that anybody left
tackle. Like, dude, the Niners have needs, people. The Niners have look at this draft, and we haven't hit on a guard or a tackle. Only one wide receiver, a linebacker, maybe. The Niners have needs.
Yeah,
they have needs moving forward. So we have two picks left. What are our BPAs here? Is where I am at this point.
BPA here is Steel Chambers, linebacker out of Ohio State. 6'1", 232, kind of a smaller guy. Coverage grade of 77.4 though. So he's a run defense grade of 55, which means that he's a coverage linebacker, which is kind of what the 49ers target.
At this point in the draft with all the question marks they have, maybe a good special teams guy. Like I would like a pick like that at this point in the draft.
Yeah. So he is currently best player available again, just based on ranking. Frank Gore Jr. is still there. So is Jace McClellan, the running back out of Alabama. Andrew Coker, the tackle out of TCU. Dylan McMahon, center out of North Carolina State. Jordan Whittington, the wide receiver from Texas. I think again, a special teamer linebacker. I'm good there. It's hard not to draft Frank Gore Jr. We've got Brendan Rice.
I really want to take Frank Gore Jr.
We've got Brendan Rice. I think 49ers would take two running backs.
Yeah.
Because they've got four on the roster already. So
yeah, taking homerism out of it, I think Steel Chambers, linebacker, special teams guy is a terrific pick this late in the draft.
And then the 49ers have one pick left, pick 251. Not quite Mr. Irrelevant. Close, but not quite.
Brian, a show very soon. I was listening to Ryan Russillo today and he was talking about quarterbacks and I was thinking about how many quarterbacks and where they've been drafted.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that. I might do it after the draft, but Purdy is pretty special when you think about Purdy, Prescott, Cousins. And then it's, you know, it's first and second round guys. Purdy's pretty special. So I did want to do that at some point. But, well, that's, again, for another day.
Yes.
So we're at pick 251. And again, yep. I'm just thinking BPA at this point. What's available?
Who's BPA the best is team? Tanner McLaughlin, tight end out of Arizona.
Tua's brother,
Talia Tagovailoa, out of Maryland. Really good 2021. Not as good in 2022 or 2023. In 2023, he was 291 of 441 for 66% completion percentage, 3,386 yards, 25 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, a passer rating of 97.6. Actually, very similar, except in yards, to his 2021 season, which was his best season. But he's 5'11".
Yeah, dude.
He's 5'11", 208.
He's 5'11 on here, so he's probably 5'9½ in real life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Come on.
Other quarterbacks available. Your guy Sam Hartman from Notre Dame.
Yeah, if he can play a division -2 team, he's great.
Carter Bradley, quarterback from South Alabama, 6'3, 216. A guy that actually I think could be intriguing to Kyle Shanahan is Keaton Slovis, the quarterback out of BYU. 6'3", 215, you know, didn't throw a lot. Only played 8 games in 2023. Had a 50, not a very accurate quarterback, so perhaps he wouldn't. But the 49ers already have 3 quarterbacks. I don't know that they're, I think they would probably go undrafted with that. Wide receiver still available. Oh, I have quarterback selected still. Wide receiver. It's only two available. I mean,
we're just throwing darts at a board.
Interior offensive lineman. Andrew Rame, the center from Oklahoma. Kingsley Egwukon, the center from Florida. Did we take a tackle? We didn't. Offensive tackle.
Brian, here's the thing.
It's how the board falls.
I have done 2 mock drafts, like one I did on my own and then this one. And I didn't take a tackle in either one. So if they're not taking a tackle in the first round, I feel like they have so many other needs. They really do. Not for this year, but 2025 and beyond. It's crazy. It's crazy to think of their tackle situation. A 36-year-old Trent Williams, arguably the best in the business, but at the end of the line, in McKivitz, and I've done 2 mock drafts and haven't taken one. It's crazy. I don't give a shit here. You pick whatever you want. Seriously.
All right. Whatever you want to do. Let's go. Let's see. Let's go. I'm going to go another corner. Jarius Monroe, corner from Tulane, 6'2", 205. Had 660 snaps at corner. Forced 14 incompletions. Had 8 coverage stops. Had a zone coverage grade of 82.4. A run defense grade of 83.3. Allowed 32 receptions on 66 targets. Only gave up 1 touchdown and had 3 interceptions.
Brian, what
if we take a flyer on a guy like that?
Let's do it. What if we did the show 2 years ago and I was like, I don't give a shit what we do here. Take fucking Brock Purdy.
Right?
Right? You never know. You never know. So maybe, was his name? Jarius Monroe? Maybe he's...
Jarius Monroe. Yeah.
Jarius Monroe.
So maybe, to recap... Maybe
he's Deion Sanders.
To recap, the 2024 No Huddle Podcast, 49ers 7-round mock draft on April 4th.
First mock draft.
At 31, the 49ers selected center Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon. In round 2, Chris Jenkins, defensive tackle from Michigan. Round 3, Brendan Rice, just royalty, wide receiver out of USC. Their first of three fourth round picks, took Cam Hart, cornerback out of Notre Dame, Ben Sinnott, tight end out of Kansas State, and running back and kick returner Isaac Garendo out of Louisville. In round 5, they took edge Solomon Bird out of USC. At round 6, their first of 2 round picks in round 6, they took Omar Brown, listed as safety, but played the majority of his snaps in the slot for Nebraska last season. At pick 215 in round 6, Steel Chambers, linebacker at Ohio State. and they rounded out their selections with Jarius Monroe, cornerback out of Tulane, in round 7 at pick 251. PFF has graded this draft as a B- with our best selection being an A- grade for the selection of Cam Hart, the cornerback out of Notre Dame,
in baby.
Round 4.